You ready? Even though
I'm
going to screw it up. Because that's what humans do. And all of my lifetimes. All of my cellular memory.
All of our human history.
All that I have inherited teaches me
I can do everything right.
And it's not enough.
It's never enough.
I'm going to be punished.
Shocked.
It's going to be pulled out from under me.
Somebody else will ruin it.
Or I'll ruin it.
I've made so many mistakes.
The worst ones.
Or when I think
I'm doing everything right.
And then I find out
I was wrong.
Or I should have known something else.
Or I should have known a little bit more.
All the ways
I can't trust
life.
Why would I?
It takes for me
every comfortable familiar thing.
It can be generous in the giving.
Only to take it away.
Why would I trust life?
Why would I trust God?
All the agony.
All the pain.
All the things
that cannot be explained.
All the pain
throughout all of history.
Why would I trust God?
Why would I trust life?
Why would I trust myself?
And I can't trust people.
Look what we do to each other.
And I can't trust systems.
And the government.
And ideas.
All the ways.
I want to believe in good.
And yet memory,
mass consciousness,
doesn't allow me
to feel safe.
I'm pretty sure
I can't have what I want.
Actually, I'm positive.
Because I want world peace.
I want everyone fed.
Cared for.
I want everyone to have a fair chance.
Great health.
I can't have what I want.
It's blatantly clear.
I cannot have what I want.
Not for others.
Not for our history.
Not for our planet.
Not for the people I love most.
So why should I have
what I want?
It's not allowed.
It's just not allowed.
If I have what I want,
how can I bear
not having
what I want for the ones
that I love,
for the others,
for the strangers,
for the children,
for the animals,
all the ways.
We can't have what we want.
It's a given.
I want to create
the ability
to know the power of me
anyway.
It's not going to be perfect.
Sounds like the perfect thing.
But it won't be perfect.
Because people are involved.
And we always screw it up.
Without even meaning to.
It's not going to be perfect.
All this pressure
in my heart.
All this pressure
hanging around my body.
It's in my body.
No, it's not.
It's in my head.
It's in my thoughts.
No, it's not.
It's in my body.
I can't escape it.
All the ways.
It's like
I swallowed
a gremlin.
And he's doing damage.
I have a positive thought.
And he runs over
and mutilates it.
I feel healthy and good.
Rested.
No, I don't.
There's a gremlin in my belly.
I feel grateful.
No, I don't.
There's a monster in my heart.
All the conflict
of being human.
All the conflict. conflict of being part of
this crazy thing
we call earth
and human life.
All the ways
I can't separate
what I truly want
and what I know to be true.
And now I'm looking for a different version of truth.
Where it is safe
for me to feel appreciation.
Positive expectation.
Even as I'm aware
of how unfair life is.
It's always unfair.
It might trick you for a little while.
Things going well.
And then it goes bad.
For everybody.
No one gets to escape it.
I want to be fully aware of that.
Even though I don't agree with it.
Even though I can't understand it.
And still find space.
Of my truth.
That I'm here.
In one life experience.
And I'm not here to fix it.
And I'm not God.
Because if I were,
things would run better.
There would be a guarantee.
It would be more organized.
I would have some answers.
And I'm not God.
And I'm not everybody else.
I'm here
to be present,
to be powerful
in my experience.
And I'm here
to witness the fear,
to witness the chaos.
And find my way
into powerful alignment
with the good
when it isn't my turn
for chaos.
Oh, I'm going to have a turn.
Oh, I'm going to have a turn.
Probably a few dozen.
And I'm here to get clear
that I want to create
a sense of power,
a sense of congruence
with me
when it's my turn
to enjoy,
to trust,
to give,
to receive,
to create
more goodness.
I want to be fully present
because I assure my heart
and the wild gremlin within,
the chaos will come.
Loss will come.
Pain will come.
So when it's not my turn,
I want to be
comfortable
in this body,
in this consciousness,
in this system
of memory,
of potential,
in this lifetime,
right now.
It's not my turn
to self-sabotage.
Already did that.
Explored that pretty thoroughly.
Invited a lot of people into that one.
It's not my turn.
It's not my turn
to feel limited,
frustrated,
rejected.
It's just not my turn.
Oh, that's right.
I do that to myself.
All the ways.
I truly believe
I'm part of everything.
I'd like to separate that,
that truth,
and get focused
in real time,
right here,
for me.
Today,
it's my turn
to expand
in positive expectation.
Today,
this lifetime,
this body,
it's my turn
to play bigger
in a good way.
I will explore challenge,
disappointment,
loss,
guilt.
I'll probably even self-sabotage again.
But it's not my turn right now.
All the ways I don't agree
with the unfairness,
the hardships
of being human.
I want to know
how to play this game
from a place of power
when I'm in the turn
of goodness,
of potential,
of receiving,
of believing
that my life does matter.
I can't change everything,
but I can show up.
They're not calling me till August.
Doesn't matter. I want to show up right now. Powerfully. In the receiving of this goodness. Because I know life is filled with contrast. I want to be so good. So powerful. In experiencing goodness. That it supports all those who are in the turn of struggle, of loss. And when I'm there in that turn, I want to be able to draw on the memories of the times when I'm right where I am, where it's good to be me. And I'm not going to ruin it. And I'm not going to be punished. And it's not going to be taken away. All the ways I have problems. All the ways my heart resists receiving. I really want to clear that now. This human heart and all that it has inherited. All memory. All cellular memory of mankind's history. I want to clear what can be cleared. Gently. Lovingly. Comfortably. And I want to show up at 100% when it's my turn for the goodness. I want to get so good at goodness that I expand it so that more of us can experience it. Even though it's easier, so much easier to suffer, I release all agreement that I must suffer to hold up my end of the deal. Suffering. Receiving good. Suffering. Receiving good. Suffering. Receiving good. I'm here for contrast. And I am ready to agree to this contrast of goodness. Okay, big breath.